Good morning. Thank you all for attending. I'd like to call the meeting to order. Today is February 9th, 2023. Call the meeting to order at 9:31. Denise, would you mind giving the inspiration?
Hey, good morning, everyone. I am extremely excited about what all of you are doing. And to inspire you, I want you to know that we have made great headway in the last years of COVID. The inspiration, though, is to carry on with your wisdom, your devotion, your love for others. Many times I see you in action, and I'm very inspired to press on, even when I'm tired. And I know some of you might even take care of your own parents, but please understand, you're making this world a better place, and I love you for it.
That was lovely. Thank you. Pledge of Allegiance, Linda, if you wouldn't mind leading us in that. You're on mute. There.
Yeah, everything is moving very slow for some reason. This is unusual. If you are able, please stand. Does somebody have a flag up?
Desiree usually puts one up. There we go.
There it goes. Okay. Place your hand over your heart. Ready, begin. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation
under God.
Indivisible. With liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Okay, let's do roll call, please. Linda, that's you too.
Yes, it is. Here's... Okay, if you could all unmute and then mute again after I call your name. So I have Charlene Ashendorf. I can't see everybody.
She was here.
Okay.
She was here, but she did say that she wouldn't be able to stay long. So it is excused but she was here. So
yes, she was.
Okay. Okay, and then I'm here. Denise Barnes is present. Elizabeth.
Present. Music.
Thank you. Helen Cameron.
She's told me she would be absent since she had mentioned that she wasn't sure if she could make the meetings anymore.
Oh, that's right. I remember her saying that. Amelia Castro. I don't see her either. And Jean Hernandez.
Here.
Present. Juno Kim. I don't see him.
I see he's logged on.
Is he?
And he's not mute. Juno.
Make the bigger view. Juno, are you there? Okay. Well, I'll catch him later. Crystal Miles, of course. Present. And Sandy Stang.
Present.
Awesome. Thank you.
And Linda.
Jerry Chang is a member. I'm not sure if you have the older roster, but I believe I emailed the current roster and Jerry Chang is a housing.
Yeah, I'm present.
You're present? Okay. I have one that's dated January 12th.
Should be the updated one, but I'll send it to you again so that you have it.
Uh-huh. Okay, thank you. Okay.
Okay. And do we have quorum?
Is Pauline a new member? No, she's with staff. Okay. She's
one of our bosses there.
Perfect. Thank you, everyone.
Along with Elizabeth Frey. Freyer, did I say it right?
Yes, it's Elizabeth Freyer. And just as an FYI, after this meeting, Pauline will be taking over my responsibility in here.
Awesome. So okay. All right. Thank you. Yes. And Desiree, did you say we have quorum, correct?
Yes, we do.
Perfect.
Yeah, and Desiree, can you send Juno a note that we're not hearing him or seeing him, but he looks like he's logged on?
Sure.
Thank you.
Okay, I want to thank everyone for being here today. And First, well, the next agenda item is agenda item number 5, which is AB 361 review and make findings required by government code subsection 54953E3. The recommendation is to continue virtual meetings due to the proclaimed state of emergency arising from COVID-19. Meeting in person presents imminent risk to the health and safety of attendees, and the emergency continues to directly impact the ability of the members to meet safely in person. So I believe I need
I'm sorry to interrupt. I believe I thought I had removed that because the virtual meetings are ending at the end of this month. There is no need to vote. So we can just do no action taken on this item.
Okay. Thank you. I was going to say, I thought our next meeting is going to be in person. So I wasn't sure if, okay, great. So this is no action. Then 6, public comment. Do we have any public comment?
We did not receive any requests to speak in advance. There are members of the public present. If you would like to address the committee, please use the hand raise icon or press *9 and I will unmute you.
Okay, seeing none, then we will move on. So now we're going to go with agenda item number 7, and we have Joanne Jacobson, who is with OCTA, and she's going to give us a presentation on senior community on transportation for seniors. She is the senior community transportation coordinator for OCTA. So welcome.
Thank you.
We're so happy to have you and appreciate you and your time this morning.
Well, thank you for having me and good morning, everyone. Let me share my screen. Let's see, hold on one second here. It's okay, here we go. Can everyone see
my screen? Yes, got it.
Yes.
Okay, let me just get this. Yeah, we're having little technical difficulties here this morning. Okay, so everybody can see. So I'm going to talk about transportation for seniors this morning. And there's a few things we're going to talk about. We'll touch on the senior mobility program, senior non-emergency medical transportation, OCTA's fixed route service, and we have several programs under that, and then some other service options outside of OCTA. So first of all, let's talk about our senior mobility program. It's our SMP program.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Could I ask everyone to put on mute, please? Just because you may not realize we can hear little sounds, and I want to be able to make sure that we give Joanne our complete attention. Thank you. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, okay. So 32 out of the 34 cities in the county participate along with 3 nonprofit agencies. This program is funded through local sales tax, our Measure M2. Cities receive funding that bimonthly. It's based on sales tax revenue and each city's population of 60 years and older. To give you an idea of the amount of funding that's paid out annually, fiscal year 21, little over $3 million was distributed to the cities. Fiscal year 22, which ended June 30th of 2022, $3.8 million was distributed to the cities. And these programs provide local trips to residents 60 years and older. A majority of trips go to the senior centers for the nutrition program, as well as shopping, medical appointments, personal care appointments. There's a lot of options for seniors with this program, and it does not require ADA paratransit eligibility. So with these programs, each agency, they design a program for the residents of their city. So if you look on our website, you'll see each city listed with their program, and each program is going to be a little bit different. Costs vary, where they travel to varies. Some cities use a contractor, some cities provide on their own transportation. So each city is a little bit different. no trips are to go outside of Orange County, except for medical. Medical trips are allowed up to 10 miles outside the county. This primarily I see it's the VA in Long Beach. So these trips, again, are medical, personal care, social, recreational, lots of trips that are available for seniors, and the costs are going to vary depending on the senior center. And with this program, you use the program in which the city you live in. So if you live in Santa Ana, you only use the Santa Ana program. You can't use the Garden Grove program. So then our next program I wanted to touch base on is our senior non-emergency medical transportation. Again, funded through Measure M2. Also funded with tobacco settlement revenue through the county. The county runs the program, OCTA funds it. The county provides the contractors that provide transportation. This program is available to all residents in the county 60 years and older. Caregivers, spouses, companions, they can travel for free if they're going with someone that needs assistance. And they do allow 3 maximum per registered rider. There's a limit to 16 one-way trips per month. And the agencies ask for $2 each way. It's donation-based, but they do request $2 each way. And this is a list of the trips that are provided for medical appointments. And that's to your doctor, it's to dialysis, chemotherapy, the dentist, the eye doctor, the pharmacy, physical therapy. So this is a great program if you need medical transportation. You would make a reservation 5 days ahead of time. The vehicle comes to your home, picks you up, and then drops you off at your facility. And then you would have a return reservation and they come pick you up. Then these are, I'm sure many of you are familiar with the transportation providers. We have Abrazar that manages the north, central, and west portions of the county. AgeWell, which uses the south part of the county, Irvine, Newport Beach, south. So these are the two providers that will get you your medical transportation. So then moving on to transit training, OCTA has a transit training program. It teaches individuals how to safely use the public transportation when they're out in the community. We do offer training in multiple languages. This includes Spanish, Vietnamese, Korean, and Mandarin. These are individual or group workshops. And they're held at senior centers. They can be on the bus. They can be in the community. We've had several of them at senior apartment complexes. This is a great program if you're interested in using public transportation and maybe you're not comfortable using it. Well, we're here to train you to make you more comfortable and at ease. Some of the benefits of transit training include greater independence. You're now able to travel any place in the county that the fixed route will go. We're specializing in diversity, equity, and inclusion. We're including with our languages as many of the populations as possible. And if, say, there is people in your community that speak a different language than what's listed, if you contact us, we can probably find a translator that would be able to assist. And if you do either our group training or individual training, with the group training, you receive 2 one-day passes when you complete your training. If you do an individual training, you receive a 30-day bus pass. Then we do training follow-ups at 1, 3, and 6 month intervals. We want to see if you're using the transportation. Do you have any problems with it? And do you need additional training? And we're always here. If there's additional training, that is no problem. We can always do additional training. You're also learning navigation and there's trip planning resources. And as you can see, Martin Brown is our contact. He manages this program, and that's his contact information. If anybody is interested in having people come out and help train maybe your friends, your family on how to use public transportation, please, please give us a call. We're more than happy to come out and help people. Another program for seniors is reduced fare on OC Bus. So customers that are 60 years and older are offered reduced fares when riding OC Bus. So it would be 75 cents per boarding or a day pass for $1.50 that you purchase on the bus. Now, regular fare is $2 per boarding and a day pass is $5. So this is a significant savings for our senior population. In order to purchase a fare or a pass, you need to prove your age, and you can show a valid driver's license, California DMV ID card, or a Medicare card as proof of age. Then OCTA has a partnership with 211, Orange County 211. We established 211 Ride. It's a free online trip planning tool with transportation options. And this takes, you can use this for travel within Orange County, Riverside, San Bernardino, and Ventura counties. The type of service on this portal is fixed route, paratransit, taxi, volunteer driver programs, carpool and vanpool. So using this program gives you lots of options to find transportation. Then if you're an Access Certified customer, you can register on this portal and your information is saved. So if you're looking for transportation, you can go to 211ride.org. Your information, if you'd registered, would be saved in here. And this is information that will also give you, if you're looking for housing, if you're looking for food, medical, it also has lots of information on there for you. So if, let's say you wanted food, you needed groceries, you could go on there, look for groceries and look for the traveling option that would best suit your needs to get that service. So this is an excellent service that we've partnered with OC211. And then we do have a social media campaign through Facebook and Instagram. And these are what we're focusing on from July 1st of 22 through June 30th of 2024. So if you're having a disability, an older adult, and military veterans, so there is a lot of information on the 211 website. And if you click on these, when you see them on social media, you will be able to go to their website and get information. Then the last program I just wanted to mention is GoGo Grandparent. It is an option out there for our seniors. It's Uber-based. You do not need a smartphone. You register over the phone. This is for any type of trips, and you can also request groceries, meals, caregivers. It's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I put the phone number there if anybody is interested in contacting them. Now, this service is not going to be inexpensive like our other programs. This is, there's a registration fee and there are a couple of fees, but for some people, this does work. So it's just, it's another option out there for our seniors. I did want to just mention that with our senior mobility program, the fees are, they range whatever the city chooses, but many of the SMP programs are free to their residents. If they're not free, they're minimal cost, like $1, $2. Many of the cities use a taxi program, and that oftentimes is free, or I've seen it up to $5. But very, very inexpensive compared to if you would call Yellow Cab and request a taxi or even Uber. So these are programs that are benefiting the seniors in our county. And this really concludes my presentation if anybody has any questions.
Thank you so much. There was a lot of information there.
I know, it's a lot.
Ideas for maybe perhaps some future presenters, but does anyone have any questions? I have some, but I'm going to ask our group if anyone has any questions first.
Oh, yes, Crystal, yeah. I do. Yes, thank you. Joanne, excellent yes. presentation. Thank you. One, can we get a copy of this PowerPoint and then distribute it to each of us?
Yes.
And two, will you come to our city council meetings and give this kind of presentation?
Oh, of course. Absolutely. Yes.
Excellent. That's it for me. Thank you. These are really good options that I think a lot of people yes. don't know are available.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you, Jean. Claudia.
Good morning. Thank you so much. Joanne, my yes. question is on the reduced fares for seniors.
Uh-huh.
Do seniors have the capability of purchasing these ride passes on like a monthly booklet as opposed to like a day-to-day?
Yes, you can. Okay. I believe you can go online, and some of the grocery stores do sell them, like Northgate.
Okay.
And you can go into our store at our office on Main Street, 550 okay. South Main.
Thank you so much.
You know, if I could just chime in on that too, Joanne, I will tell you that I know I'm the chair of the OCTA, that we are looking yes. at a better system than cash or card, that you'll have a universal, like a pass type thing that anyone can have, and you go on and use that. So it's all standard, but that's
yes.
that's to come. We are looking at that.
That would be so much simpler.
Yes, believe me.
Yes, so much simpler.
Okay, Denise, and also want to say, Denise arranged this presentation, yes. arranged with Joanne for the presentation. So I want to say thank you, Denise, for getting our presenter fabulous information. And I know you have a question.
You're welcome, Crystal. Joanne, what are the two cities that are not participating in this program?
La Palma and Los Alamitos.
Oh.
And Los Alamitos keeps saying they're coming, but those are the two that don't. We'd love okay. to see them participate.
Of course. And then you said that the different citywide counties were OC, Riverside, San Bernardino, and Ventura. What happened to LA County?
We don't have a partnership with them right now for the 211. They're working on that, but right now there isn't.
Because I would love to see like La Mirada included, which is
yes.
borderline Buena Park. There's a beautiful performing arts center there.
And it's so close great. To Orange County. Yes,
yes.
absolutely. Yes. yes.
Okay, thank you.
Elizabeth.
I have a friend in Laguna Beach who can no longer drive. And this person relies on father and daughter-in-law. How can he, what number should he phone to?
It's the Suzy Q okay. Senior Center.
All right.
Let me see, Elizabeth. I see if I can pull up my information. Do you want the phone number right now, or would you rather me, I can get it to you now if you'd like. It's up to you, or I can contact you when this is over with.
Whatever is easier for you.
I just don't want to keep hold everybody.
Yeah, I get it. Mm-hmm.
Hold on. I'm halfway there right now. So,
so we can wait, because probably other people might have similar situations.
Sure, sure. It's on our website. I'm pulling it up, Elizabeth. It's on our website at OCTA.net. And when you go under the icon Getting Around, I believe on the right-hand corner, it has the SMP. And if you click on SMP, at the bottom of the page is a PDF of each city, and it will tell you their program, the contact, as well as the parameters of their program. So Sally's Fund provides transportation at Suzy Q. I think it's still called Suzy Q Senior Center. Elizabeth, this is the phone number. Are you ready?
Ready.
949-499-4100. And Rachel Berger is the contact there.
Rachel?
Uh-huh, Berger.
Berger.
Very, she'll be very helpful for you.
Thanks a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have any other questions, Elizabeth?
No, that's it.
Thanks. Okay. Anyone else before I jump in? I don't see any hands. Oh, Sandy, go ahead.
Yes, I'm not familiar with the Go-Go grandparent program. So if it's, mm-hmm. if it's through Uber, how does it work without a cell phone?
That's kind of the great part about this is you don't. What they'll do is they'll text the family. You can call up on your landline, tell them what you want, order an Uber or whatever they're going to bring, and they'll text the family. They'll say, we picked up your mother. We dropped your mother off. So they'll text the family, but you don't. That was like one of the really nice things about this is that seniors did not need the smartphone.
No, that's very good. And then is the fee about the same with Uber or is it a little bit less?
It's a little bit less than Uber, but I was told that they have like a sign up fee and it might even be a monthly fee. So there's some fees in there mm-hmm. that aren't with other programs, but it's still an option out there.
Okay, that's very good. And then are you available to make presentations to the senior centers?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yes.
There's a lot of information here that I think the average person doesn't know about.
I know. We try and get that information out. And I don't even know what to say, but yes, there's a lot of information here that's beneficial.
Right. I was at the Bowers on Sunday and there was a lady there walking with a cane and we started talking and she didn't know anything about the access bus.
Oh, I didn't talk about access because it's for anybody that's disabled.
Right.
But that's a great program too.
Yes.
If you qualify.
There's so many wonderful programs that I think many people don't know about them.
I know. And you don't want to see these seniors stuck at home.
No.
You know, they need to get out.
Yes. Thank you very much.
And these programs help them get out and feel safe.
Exactly. Thank you very much. Good mm-hmm. presentation.
Okay. Elizabeth, do you have another question or is your hand just still up?
I didn't put it down. Okay. I'm sorry.
Joanne, I have a couple questions. Denise got one of mine already about which two cities were not participating.
Uh-huh.
So that one is taken care of. And then for the transit training, is this something that you hold monthly training or is it on demand or something?
On demand. On demand. You call up and we can schedule that.
Okay. And then for the 211 ride, would you have, I can look it up, but if you happen to have handy a contact, I would love to be able to have them come give a presentation.
You know what, Crystal, I don't, but Martin does, and I'll get that for you.
Okay. And that can be at a later date, but then also Jean kind of said the same thing. So at my city council meetings, I would love to be able to connect with you and have you come and share this information as well.
You're at
so.
Villa Park, right?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. You have a fabulous program. You don't get a lot of money.
I know
you have
a
fabulous, and you don't have very many people using it.
Yes.
You need those people using it. You guys have a fabulous program.
And we've done a lot of trying to get more residents aware of stuff. And I think one of the reasons is because a lot of people aren't aware, like has been mentioned before. So trying to really push that out, I think, is really important. So, I am so appreciative of you and your time today. And if anyone has any other questions before we let her go.
I just wanted to add one thing, just to give you an idea of the senior mobility program. Prior to the pandemic, last year before the pandemic, fiscal year 19, 275,000 trips were provided. That's a lot of trips. Once the pandemic hit, we dropped down 2021, 75,000 trips because seniors were so afraid to travel and the centers were closed.
Right.
So there weren't a lot of trips, but we're seeing a comeback. So for half of the year now, a little over 66,000 trips. So we'll probably see 150,000. So for this program year. So we're coming back, but it's been slow.
Well, and you know, our seniors, that was one of the big problems is the isolation, right? So
yes.
Having the transportation and having them aware of the transportation really helps because it gets them out of that isolation and being able to go do things again or go to their doctor's appointments. Although they did established telehealth, you know, telehealth appointments, which satisfied that. But even just that loneliness and isolation, I mean, people need to have that interaction. And
absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, again, thank you so much
for presenting
to us. And
thank you for having me.
Got lots of information, and you are welcome to hang out and go through the rest of our meeting. But you're also free to go. I know you have a busy schedule. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Denise, for inviting me. Yes. I'm glad that I was able to get this information out. Please take it with you. Spread the word. We need.
Yes,
we need to get these seniors out. Okay. Well, thank you, everyone. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Okay. That was fantastic. And I believe we'll be able to get that PowerPoint to you. Desiree, is that something you can forward to all of us?
Sure.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Yes, that's fine.
Okay, thank you. All right, now we get to hear from Elizabeth Frayer, or we're going to hear from Pauline, one of the two, on senior non-emergency medical transportation update.
Hi, everyone. So I'm going to do this update just so Pauline knows how to do it for next time. I'm going to go ahead and share my screen. And I think all of you should have gone this report, but let me know if we do need to share it again.
I believe it was in our packet. So,
okay, great. So, here are the statistics for December 2022 for our senior non-emergency medical transportation. And as you can see, we provided a total of 8,273. And on the screen, you'll see the breakdown by areas. And the average cost per trip for the whole program is $46.76. And the breakdown for each area is on the screen as well. And the average trip length for the whole program is about 6 miles. And the average cost per mile is about $7.84. And the breakdown for each area is on the screen as well. And that's my presentation.
Thank you. I just have one request. When we get these, could we please, I know it's broken down, but we don't have the actual averages listed. So maybe on the very bottom or something, if we could add another line that shows the average, total average, instead of just in addition to just the one area one, area two, and area three, if that's possible.
Yes.
Going forward, that would be fantastic. Anyone have any comments or questions on this? Gene?
Just a real quick question. Elizabeth, and I know this has been answered before, I just don't remember what the answer was. Cost per mile, why is it more expensive in some areas than others? How does that work?
I'm going to have to get back to you on that one. I just took over the program, so I'm learning myself. But I don't want to give you a misinformation, but I will get back to you with that.
Okay, thank you.
I wonder, Jean, if it's because that service, that particular service area has, less commercial in certain areas, you know what I mean? So there's a farther radius to go, maybe? I don't know. We'll have to
wait. I just like to know what
get her answer.
What formula they use to determine that.
Sure.
That could be right. You're right.
Okay. Any other comments or questions on this? Nope. Okay. Well, Elizabeth, thank you. All right, moving on. So agenda item number 9. So new business. I would love to be able to schedule everyone to take turns on doing an inspiration and a pledge. So I don't know if anyone wants to go ahead and jump on this right now, but March 9th, if there's anyone that would like to do the inspiration. Juno, is that your hand up? No.
Nope. I can do that, Crystal. I don't have a problem with that.
March 9th, the inspiration. And that will be in person too, by the way.
Yeah. Yep. And we say in person, everybody knows that's going to be at the county facility, right? On Grand, where we used to meet.
Yes. And I know Desiree will push that out.
Let me hop in there for a second on that. The intent is to have it here at Grant in our new conference room that is currently still under construction and we're hoping will be ready by March 9th. But if not, you will be hearing from us as to a location close by. So right now, the plan is to have it here.
Thank you.
That might change.
Okay, understood. Thank you. We'll put a little asterisk by that. Okay, so would anyone consider doing the pledge for March 9th?
I can do that.
Thank you, Elizabeth. And then I can send out an email and ask, but if there's anyone else that would just throw your name out right now for inspiration and pledge, we have April 13th, May 12th, July 13th, August 10th, September 14th, October 12th, and November 9th.
I'll do April, the inspiration, Sandy.
Sandy does April 13th inspiration. Perfect. Thank you. I'll do May. Anybody else?
You know, Crystal, I never mind, never have a problem doing the pledge. So any days you can't get that filled, please plug me in.
Okay. Well, I might just, if I don't get anything, I might just call on you that day of.
No problem. Please do.
Anyone else? Okay. Well, you guys can think about it and I can send out an email.
I'll do the pledge.
Oh, thank you. What do you want, April or May?
It'd have to be May.
May. Okay. Thank you, Denise.
Sure.
Okay. We can fill more of these in later. What I would love to do is see if anyone has any connections or ideas on presenters going forward. For instance, like what Joanne had mentioned, the 211 ride, I'm going to see if I can try and get them for our March 9th. I think that's incredibly important. But if anyone has any connections anywhere or ideas or suggestions, I know that maybe Pauline has some contacts for me. I'm thinking like fall prevention, dignity fall prevention stuff. If you have any contacts there, we could invite them to come and give some presentations on securing our home for our elders, our seniors. Maybe perhaps even technology in the home. So if anyone has any ideas, please shoot me an email. That would be fantastic so we can really get this information and then get it out to our communities and our senior centers.
You know, another good one, Crystal, might be something on Alzheimer's and dementia, awareness, identification, recognition early on kind of thing. And what are the resources? What options do we have? I think sometimes people really kind of poo-poo it as well. They just have a forgetful memory, not recognize that could be an early sign that they need to move on that and take care of business. I mean, family members too.
Yeah, absolutely. And then also like elder abuse, right? I mean, that's a huge one too.
We can always get the sheriffs to do the presentation on that. Just right. Let me know when you want that.
Oh yeah, that would be fantastic.
I have all kinds of connections in the world of memory care and Alzheimer's, but I hadn't brought them because we're housing and transportation.
Yeah.
I'm on so many different things. I forgot about that.
But
sometimes they drive and that's a problem.
But I have someone that can do for the whole SCAC, you know, where all our committees come together for the Friday meeting. He actually needs a little longer. He does a brain made simple kind of thing to talks about the memory loss, memory care, prevention, that kind of thing.
Linda, why don't you bring that up Friday at our general meeting?
Okay.
Perfect.
Yeah, because the problem with him is he refuses to do Zoom meetings. So I hadn't asked him. He keeps asking me.
Well, we're going to be in person, so not an issue.
Yeah, not an issue anymore. Thank you. Yeah. Thank God.
Okay. Pauline, did you have a comment or a question?
Yeah, I was just going to say in terms of like trying not to duplicate programs, because the SCAC full council meeting is an open and public meeting. So like Crystal, you and I were talking during the week about like tomorrow's presentation is going to be an in-depth overview of OOA programs. And you had asked for that for the transportation and, you know, housing committee. So we're trying to kind of bring the instead of duplicating efforts and having and going to do presentations to all the subcommittees, everyone is welcome to come to the SCAC main committee to listen to that presentation. Because quite honestly, from a staff level on OOA, we really don't have the time to be going around from committee to committee to committee giving the same presentation over and over. We'd rather condense that into one presentation to make it more kind of efficient and effective for everyone. So I think the SCAC meetings, on the subcommittee meetings, if you want to have presentations, maybe make them applicable to your area. So like the housing and transportation, we can certainly reach out to I'll give you the context for our SMENT providers like Abrazara and AgeWell Senior Services, if you want to contact them. But I think the idea is, I think you'll lose your audience if we keep repeating the same presentation at different subcommittees, if that makes sense.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I hopefully you got the email. I think I CC'd you, but I did.
Yes, you did. Invite them
tomorrow. Mm-hmm. But I think most of us here are on SCAC anyways.
Right.
There's only a few that aren't. But also recognizing that you don't want to duplicate the work. But for instance, tomorrow, hopefully we're going to hear about the Dignity at Home fall prevention. And if it's just a brief overview, would you be okay with us inviting someone that goes really in depth about the Dignity at Home fall prevention?
Sure.
Would that be?
Sure. Absolutely. Okay. If any of you want a presentation specific to an area, if we have the context, we'd be happy to put you in contact with that person to set that up.
Yeah, that would be great. So I'm going to forewarn you now. I would love to have that contact.
Okay, done. Awesome.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, Sandy, you have a question.
Yes, I was wondering, I don't have any contacts, but is there a way we could have any presentations on affordable senior housing? I'm starting to see more of it coming along, like in Lake Forest, they're building an apartment complex that's affordable for seniors. And like I said, I don't have any contacts, but I think it would be good to know more about this and what other communities have those programs.
Yeah, that's a great question. I'll ask around. I'll ask, my city manager is pretty connected and has contacts all over the place. So I'll ask. That's a great
question. Okay, great. Suggestion. Thank you.
Gene?
Yeah, I just wanted to mention to Pauline that not all of our committee members attend SCAC or go to it. So I wouldn't say duplicate, and I certainly wouldn't put all the pressure on Office on Aging. I think we need more, like when you do something on fraud for the Sheriff's Department stuff, that's something that is easy for us to do at a committee level. And I know SCAC General likes that kind of thing too. But so I'd just be cautious that, yeah, there's some good stuff. Today was an excellent program. I mean, that's the kind of thing we want to make sure that everybody gets presented to. And so we certainly don't want the duplication. I get that. There's just a lot of good stuff out there. And you've got a lot of people here that have a lot of contacts. So we can definitely cover housing and transportation. That last topic that Sandy mentioned is a critical one. That's and very, very timely and a big issue. So,
yeah.
Okay, absolutely. Thank you.
Okay, so Denise, your hand is still up. Did you have a question?
I don't have a question, but we did talk about the magazine called Answers.
Mm-hmm.
If any of you looked at it, there is a section called Housing, and there's some great resources in there to have maybe contact and then have them present. And it could be housing and caregiver at the same time. It could be just living alone or just in-house care. But I think the way I see the silver tsunami going, that we definitely need housing with a small quarters for a caregiver. It just makes sense that even if it's a couch that rolls out, and of course being able to make sure that they get some respite time. Maybe even a park included in the housing project. A lot of things that could be talked about in that arena. Thank you.
Absolutely. And I remember the magazine. I didn't, I did not get a copy, but I think Elaine might have one.
Is that the magazine that we're going to get distributed tomorrow?
Yeah, I believe so.
Oh,
yeah.
Perfect. Oh, great.
Yeah, we got a
oh,
ton fantastic. Of those, so we'll be able to pick them up tomorrow.
Oh, great. Okay, good. And then Claudia, I don't know who was first, Linda or Claudia, but I'm going to go ahead and call on Claudia. You're first on my screen.
Well, thank you, Crystal. If I could make a quick recommendation in regards to the presentations that I want to piggyback on what Jean mentioned, given that today's presenter was everything kind of what OCTA has for transportation, and one of the programs within it that you will hear about tomorrow as well is this SNEMT, right, the Senior Non-Emergency Transportation Program. Possibly, if we can recommend, we can then make a linkage, we'll tag with Pauline to make a linkage to one of those or both providers of doing that program, if it helps that kind of flow of information and how it all comes together. Since now you heard the whole overall and what funds and what these are under OCTA umbrella, then we can kind of break it down a little bit more into now, what does that look like in the community for our seniors?
Fantastic. Linda, did you have another question?
Oh, yeah. I just wanted to let you know, my world is all in senior living right now, but and the senior living communities. I've been talking with a friend that is opening the community, a Sunrise community in Orange. I met their real estate guy. Just how to get more of these type of communities approved in cities, because there's a lot of resistance to get these seen. It must have been 10, 12 years longer for them to get the one approved in the county area of North Tustin. The resistance was irrational to me, but you know, that it would be too much noise. But how to get these things, how to massage the community and get these things approved when they're properly zoned in the communities. How they did it in Orange, because I know there's been other projects proposed in Orange that failed. So because of community resistance. So that's kind of the topic I was suggesting to them, and maybe we can help with massaging the attitudes of the community. I don't know.
So actually I'll touch on a little bit, and Jean will have some familiarity with this. So all the cities are tasked with complying with the state mandated housing element, which of course is across the board in every city. For those that don't know, I'm sure I assume everyone knows, but just in case, I'm going to give a little brief. Every city has a RENA number, which is a regional housing needs assessment, which is your Belinda's is like a 2000 or something. Jean can correct me.
No, 2044.
So your Belinda needs to come up with a plan. They don't have to build it. They just have to come up with a plan on where they would be able to accommodate 2044 new housing units that fall under the category of low income, high density. And for Villa Park, we're much less than that because we're also smaller than that. But one of the things for us, we would love to be able, and everyone's got submitted their plans. And so we, as Villa Park, would love to have it be a senior facility, a senior living, right? But unfortunately, we cannot dictate what kind of housing goes in, because that would be discriminatory. There are 7, I believe, protected classes that have to be able to be qualified for this. One is seniors, one is military, I think one was migrant, and there are several others. So
probably disabilities.
Yeah, disability also. So Linda, I totally agree with you, and I'm not questioning, you know, the past years, but I know that now, for instance, for our housing element, I would love to stamp it, you know, senior housing, but we just can't. So you hope that when you put your plan together and it goes out, that a developer who is interested in providing the senior housing community, you know, does pick it up and do it. But we can't dictate which one, although I would.
Right. Yeah, I understand that. But even when the senior living provider chooses a site that's available in a city and tries to build it, they get resistance from the community.
Well, tell that person to come to Villa Park because you would love that. But you didn't hear that from me. So, Dave, do you have a comment? Your hand's still up.
Yeah, I do. Two points. One, Crystal's absolutely correct on this RENA situation. But to your point, Linda, because of RENA and the huge increases that all the cities got this cycle round, I think people are much more sensitized to building, we call it workplace housing, by the way, workplace housing now. So it's not so much a turnoff, but everybody wants two areas of those seven, veterans or seniors. Our community will accept that. When you start talking about the lower incomes is where you start to get more pushback and blowback. And I think that's just a lack of knowledge of understanding what that means, because I think you're going to build some type of ghetto in your city, which is not the case at all. They still build to our housing standards, and Yorba Linda's housing standards are very high because we want quality stuff coming in. But another area that I wanted to touch on was for programs is one of available funds and revenues, because that does hinder a lot of projects. Where's the money coming from? How can we pay for this kind of issue? There are developers that specialize in workplace housing. The trouble is most of the developers get so much more money when they build high end. So why are you going to waste your time on low end? If you have a social conscience, but we're talking about money as the motive here. They're going to go for the high end stuff. So if we could look at ways that we can get federal funding or state funding to help those affordable housing developers or workplace housing developers, maybe some programs on that. What's out there? What can we do? How can we help? And a lot of that just takes political will. And we are the community that creates the political will. Anyway, thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Any other comments on this? Or we've got some great suggestions. I will look forward to tomorrow being able to get some hopefully additional contacts. And I'll look into getting someone to speak about the housing, housing for seniors and then at home fall and prevention and then elder abuse. Jean, if you wouldn't mind just reaching out or get me a contact for the sheriff. Well, I could even ask our captain, but if you have
I could take care of that. Yeah, okay. Really, that's no problem.
That would be fantastic. So
the DA's office also has people that go out and do the elder abuse, financial abuse, physical abuse, all of that stuff. They had about 3 or 4 years ago, we had somebody from the DA's office. And I think Todd's even going to do a big presentation in Laguna Woods in March.
Those two agencies, though, Linda, do it from two different perspectives. So remember that. You've got the sheriff that are on the ground looking at the victims that go to the house. And you've got the prosecuting side of that, which is the DA. So two different perspectives on those follow-ups.
Right. Yeah.
Fantastic. Okay. That concludes new business, I believe. Is there anybody want to comment on old business? Nope. Okay. How about agenda item number 10, announcements and any discussion about anything or anybody want to share anything?
Just if you can make it tomorrow, please do. One, it's going to be one of our first in a long time in person. But after the program, there's a lot of things that we need to talk about as a SCAC group, as a whole group. And I want to share some of those things with you. So it's important that we get your feedback and input. So please, please, if you can, be there.
And as a reminder, it is at Easter Seals. So it's 1063 McGaw Avenue in Irvine.
Yes. Right off the 5 freeway. It's very close. It's not a problem.
And that's 9:30.
Is it 5 or 55? 5, I believe.
55. I don't know. I have it in my map, so I'll find out tomorrow.
When you're going north on the 55, it's on your right. They have an orange sign, but there's no off ramp right there, so you have to get off and kind of come around and wiggle through the.
But it is the 55, not the 5.
It is the 55.
Okay, thank you, Linda.
And that's starts at 9:30 tomorrow. So. Yes. Okay, well, my little comments is I am again thrilled to be here and really looking forward to be able to gather information, then disseminate it out and help our seniors, advocate for our seniors. And I have an open door policy. Email me, text me anytime, anything. And if there's nothing else, then I will call the meeting adjourned at 10:25 and appreciate everybody's time and listening to me and our presenter. So
great meeting, Crystal. Thank you so much. Good information. Okay.